I was actually around the pool of the Imperial Harbour with my family, and the gunman started at the beach, but then he did come up to where we were, pool area, and started shooting and throwing the grenades. I mean, it was absolutely horrific, made even worse because I was with my 15-year-old daughter and we were all split up, so she dealt with this alone, unfortunately. So when, because I'd gone back to my sunbed, so I wasn't with her around the pool when it started, and she ended up going in one side of the hotel and going behind reception, and I ended up going into the gift shop. It was an attack. It was about 47 minutes long. The army came and the armed police came, and I came out of hiding. Couldn't find, obviously, Millie. And Paul went searching for them. Eventually, I was reunited with Paul, and then the realisation was that none of us had Millie. So that was the worst feeling I've ever had in my whole life. She came out of hiding with a family that she'd been with. There was about 15 people in the room that she was in. He obviously tried to get into the room that she was in. He went back behind reception. He threw grenades in there. He killed people outside the room that she was in. He tried to get in. And then when she came out, obviously she saw dead bodies, walk through blood. It was just absolutely horrific. It's just not anything that anybody can even imagine. I can't see any other way of doing it. That's the thing. You can't talk to these people. there's a lot of people that say, oh, you know, we need peace and this and that. Of course we do. Absolutely. And I would go for peace over anything every single day. But the thing is, there's no way that you can talk reason to these people. They're not normal human beings. That guy on that beach and then came up to the pool and in that hotel, he had no regard for human life whatsoever. So how do you stop them? Other than, you know, going to the source and get rid of them there. So then they can't do the recruiting that they're doing online and, you know, the radicalisation that they're doing online.